This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system. Sync gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Wednesday's Front Page, the Federal Reserve acknowledged its confidence in the recovery is slipping. It's buying long-term Treasury securities amid worries about deflation. Former Senator Ted Stevens and four others were killed in a single-engine plane crash in Alaska. And how a Muslim community center in Lower Manhattan morphed into a controversy about 9/11, Islam, and freedom of religion. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Federal Reserve is signaling it's concerned about the recovery, so it's going to give it a boost. It's going to spend $10 billion a month buying Treasury securities. Some economists say that won't help much. The Fed wants to push interest rates on mortgages and corporate borrowing a bit lower in hopes of making the economy grow faster. That's an about-face for the Fed. It was so sure of the recovery a couple of months back that it was planning to relax measures it had taken during the economic meltdown. Also at the top of page one, the results from the primaries in Colorado and Connecticut. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett won. He's a Democrat who had hitched his star to President Obama. That race was seen as a test of voters' feelings about Washington. In Connecticut, an upset. Former Stamford Mayor Daniel Malloy defeated Ned Lamont for governor. Lamont is a multimillionaire who tried to oust Senator Joseph Lieberman 4 years ago. Toyota says the fixes it developed for unintended acceleration are effective. Preliminary findings from a government investigation appear to back that up. The Transportation Department says investigators haven't turned up any other causes beyond the sticking accelerator pedals and floor mats that were already known. Investigators found no evidence of flawed electronics in 58 of the vehicles that crashed. Until now, government officials had speculated that a malfunction in the electronic throttle control system might have been a culprit. Toyota has recalled nearly 9 million Toyotas and Lexuses worldwide in the last 9 months. They call it a training mission, but for the soldiers of the 1st Battalion, 87th Infantry, the job in northern Afghanistan involves more than that. They're trying to sharpen the local police and accompany them to towns and villages that are being fought over. That's a centerpiece of U.S. strategy. The idea is to show Afghans their police can keep them safe. The unspoken first step is getting the American soldiers themselves to trust those same police. Tuesday's Times looks at how a Muslim community center in Lower Manhattan morphed into a controversy about 9/11, Islam, and freedom of religion. The organizers built bridges to Jewish and Christian groups and even to some families of 9/11 victims. But they did not connect with people who were likely to oppose the center. Nor did they seek input from established Muslim organizations that had experience in the passions and politics of New York since 9/11. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, former Senator Ted Stevens and four other passengers were killed in a single-engine plane crash in Alaska. Former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe was on the plane but survived. They were going to a fishing lodge. Stevens served in the Senate for 40 years, longer than any other Republican. He got billions in federal money for Alaska, but his career was tarnished when he was convicted on corruption charges. That was later overturned, but not before he'd been defeated for re-election. a new worry for Russia. The fires there are raising concerns about radioactivity in the smoke. The environmental group Greenpeace Russia says several fires have been documented in areas contaminated in the Chernobyl nuclear plant disaster 24 years ago. It's not clear what the health risks might be. In this country, the census came in $1.6 billion under budget. The Census Bureau says response rates were about the same as in 2000. 72% of households mailed back their census questionnaires. The response rate improved in areas that are considered harder to count. That includes neighborhoods with a disproportionately high share of poor people or immigrants. South Carolina is quietly taking $97 million in federal stimulus money. Last year, when Governor Mark Sanford was still a rising star among Republicans, he said he wouldn't accept the money. Then came that scandal involving an extramarital affair, and then, a couple of months ago, Sanford signed a bill that expanded eligibility for unemployment benefits. That paved the way for South Carolina to claim the money. It'll shore up the state's financially troubled unemployment insurance trust fund. Wednesday's New York report follows up on the incident involving a JetBlue flight attendant. He was released on $2,500 bail. He has his fans. More than 30,000 people have looked at a Facebook page that's apparently a tribute. Times senior web producer Lexi Mainland says the story has really resonated.
As soon as we started hearing reports about Stephen Slater, the JetBlue flight attendant who made his dramatic escape on the tarmac at Kennedy Airport, we immediately wanted to sort of talk about how people in workplaces all over the country and the world have their sort of last straw moments when they wish they had a parachute or an escape route where they could just quit and leave. And we've been receiving comments in emails, in postings on our blog, and in voicemails that we solicited people to tell us their story in audio.
I had a last straw moment when I worked in a call center for a cellular telephone provider. This guy had called in with a prepaid phone that wasn't working. He was just being real indignant and ignorant. You know, he was swearing and saying, like, he was going to beat me up or whatever. And about halfway through the call, I said, you know what, dude? It's a real bang-up job you're doing with that fifth-grade education. I just started calling him an idiot and going back and forth, and he got enraged. He was going to come kill me, and it was pretty bad. And I ended up quitting there about 6 months later.
That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. Send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.